Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm Allison Bachman, and normally you find me as the host on Visible by Numbers on Monday nights, and hopefully I'll be a regular on Cosmic Connections as well. But on tonight's show, I'm going to be doing an interview of our beloved Carolyn Evers about the Sacred Journey Cruises, the first of which is set to sail March 14, 2007. So many people have been asking about the cruise, and I know myself I've gotten quite a few questions. And what better way to get the answers to your questions than to put Carolyn on the hot seat and get all this wonderful information straight from her. Hello, Carolyn. I know you're there.
Hello, Allison. Indeed I am.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's a great way to start off the show. Let's talk about this cruise. I've had so many people ask me, what's it all about, Allison? And I just think you're the better person to answer the questions. I just want to talk about cruises in general, okay?
That sounds good.
Right. I mean, I've been on several. I've been on spiritual cruises, and I've also just been on it as just a regular vacationer, and they are a wonderful value. You've been on them too, right?
Yes. Wasn't on vacations, but have been on several that were spiritual cruises.
Right. And anyone that's never been on a cruise, you can't even imagine. You know, people go, I don't want to get stuck on a boat for 8 days. This is not a boat. This is like living in, I don't know, a high-rise hotel or something. It's huge. And there's so much to do in the restaurants and the ports of call and the excursions. It is just, I remember my first cruise. I was so silly getting off the cruise. You know, the cruise director was there and he was wishing us all well.
Right.
Shaking our hands. And I just literally shook his hand like a 12-year-old and said, I had such a great time. It was wonderful. They're wonderful.
Well, in the Norwegian lines, they have incredible entertainment, like theaters, where you have the equivalent of a New York show and first-class movies.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And let's not forget the restaurant.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Every kind of cuisine, Japanese, Chinese.
Right. It's just fabulous. And the one thing that I think really needs to be said is that there's many, many, many spiritual conferences out there that a person who wants to learn more or to even raise their own vibration spiritually. There's so many different conferences that you can go to. And even if you were to choose one, let's say, a weekend conference that wasn't in your state, you still would have to travel, you would still have to book a hotel, you would still have to forage for food and find restaurants, you'd have to pay the conference fee. And when it's all said and done, for just a weekend retreat, it would cost at least $1,000, I would think. And this particular cruise starts at $1,200 for 8 days.
That's right, and it includes all the food. And one of the things that I love about cruises is you get on with your bag, you put your clothes in the wardrobe and in the drawers, and that's it. I mean, I've done spiritual journeys where we've traveled to sacred places, and it's pack your bags, get on the bus. I'm not saying anything's wrong with that, but because I've had some wonderful experiences, but it's a real challenge physically to do that kind of traveling.
Right, right.
A cruise like this, I mean, they're taking you to where you want to go, and during that time you're enjoying everything, and it's no work.
No work. You don't have to make your bed.
I love that, too.
They come in,
fix your little towel, look like a bunny, and sit in the middle of the bed.
Pockets on your pillow.
Right.
What could you ask for more? So really, every need you possibly can think of is taken care of on a cruise, not to mention the wonderful ports of call and the different excursions. So you can look at it as a vacation, but it's also a spiritual conference when you journey with this particular sacred journey. The other thing I think that really needs to be said here is I found that I've been on three cruises that were spiritual conferences, and I have made lifelong friends. When you travel with people with like minds, people that are spiritual like yourself, you just make friends that last. And you're just, every time you see them, it's like seeing your family again. And traveling together as a group is really a wonderful way to go, don't you think?
Oh, it's marvelous. Now, some of the experiences that I had, and I don't know if this was the case for you, Allison, but I've been on cruises where I actually remembered these people from times in the past. You might not remember exactly a past lifetime, but they're so familiar, you know that you've been with them in the past, and sometimes you actually remember them.
Right.
Events come up where it triggers a memory that you actually can remember them from the past. I've had a lot of that. Did you have some of that?
Well, I had no doubt how easily conversations struck up. I had no doubt from how close I got to people in such a very short time. And also, some of the, like I traveled with and worked with mediums and channelers, and to this day, you know, we are all very, very close. And I know that we've traveled before. We've been together as friends or family or in some fashion in past life. I do feel that. Because the bond is much too strong. It's uncanny.
And there is a certain energy that is being generated. And that is another thing to point out, is that when you travel during the equinox and the solstice, you are also working with energy patterns. And as the ship sails through certain areas that we're picking up these energy patterns from, it intensifies what you're doing also. So that memory seems to be a lot easier. And while you're in these passages, I found for myself, I was much more intuitive. When I worked with other people on the cruise, the bonds were closer, and intuitively we were closer together.
Right. Well, when you travel over water or anything with water, that strengthens the spiritual bond anyhow.
Yeah.
That's why they say, you know, you have so many people that say, I had a vision in the shower, or I heard a voice in the shower, or there's a lot of people that just being, by virtue of being in the shower, but if you can imagine being on an ocean, and you're over water, and so this is really, you know, this does create very strong spiritual energy. And also one thing that I found to be so true, and this is just swimming in sea water. Mm-hmm. You know, they say that cleanses your aura. It actually, you know, it detoxifies your auric field. And I know that how energized you feel after jumping in the ocean. I don't have an ocean in Pennsylvania. Last time I looked, there was not one here. And I know that when I swim in the ocean, I can't begin to describe how good it feels.
Mm-hmm.
So there is something about the water, absolutely. That's why you picked the cruise as opposed to a hotel, right?
That's why Archangel Michael chose the cruise.
Yeah.
I'm trying to facilitate for him.
He's probably going to get irritated with me for not.
No,
okay.
Not at all. I could never get irritated with you.
Absolutely, because this wasn't necessarily your creation. This was information that you given to you, and it was something that was asked of you. So this might be a really good time, because it's called the Sacred Journey Cruises. Journey with the Masters, and that's very significant. It has very significant meaning. There's a reason why you're doing this cruise, and this would be a really great time for you to explain specifically how you got this information and what it is you're trying to do.
Well,
Archangel Michael,
let's talk about an overview first before
okay.
we get to Archangel Michael, and what the overview is. Each master, like some of the ones that we named on the website besides Archangel Michael, might be Saint Germain. There's going to be other of the masters who are going to probably choose an equinox or a solstice time also to do work that they want to help humanity with and to help the planet. And so as we travel, we'll be using different paths. In other words, we chose this cruise along the Mexican Riviera, but the other ones are going to be in different places. And so if you can just sit back for a second and envision the Earth and envision her oceans and groups of people with a like mind going to different destinations, they are going to be creating a path of light. The ship is going to be moving, we're going to be working, and we're going to be laying down a pattern of light. And each cruise that we take the individuals along with the masters, the angels that come to assist us, we are all working together. And so I see this as a mosaic being laid down around the planet. The people who are coming have specific work that they're going to be doing with the individuals. But as far as the planet is concerned, we're all going to be doing great service for the planet. And at this particular point in time, it's very important, I would say, to generate the light, to help hold the light. And that is what we are about. And so when Archangel Michael asked me to work with this particular cruise, he has a particular agenda, and his agenda on this particular cruise is working with the electron. Now, that sounds rather, like a lofty idea. Now, in December, he gave me a message about this, and he explained it this way, and I think it's easy to understand this. From the time of the harmonic concordance, the energy of the Earth has been increasing. Time, it seems to be quickening, and things are moving faster. The energy of the Earth is moving faster. Mm-hmm. And you might feel this at times. I know a lot of people are feeling that things are speeding up.
It's measurable as well.
The measurable.
The vibration of the Earth is actually is can be measured as being a higher vibration,
and
scientifically.
Live here. We are on the surface. Now that means that we've got to keep up with these energies. And so there is our physical that if we're going to survive, the physical must keep up with the increasing amount of Earth energy as that is increasing.
Right, right.
This is where the electrons come in because this is what our body is made of.
Mm-hmm.
We've got electrons that are in motion, in energy, in the energy body around us, and something has happened to the physical, our physical body over all of our lifetimes. Now, Allison, I don't know if this is a gift or not, or a curse. I think it's a gift, but I've remembered a lot of my past lifetimes, and I have to tell you, I can remember being tortured, beaten, killed, murdered.
So far it doesn't sound like a gift, but go on.
And we've all been through this.
Right.
I think that I remember these things because I'm working with this right now. And now as we have evolved through lifetime after lifetime, I'll call that a trauma. We went through a trauma. If we went through a trauma at death, we might have cleared that, or we might not. We might not have been able to go through that process and not identify with that. Well, when we pass over to the other side, there is a rule. It is a law. We cannot take anything with us that is on a lower level. So that means if we had fear, if we had hatred, if we had any of the negative emotions that was caused by these traumas upon our death, they stay here. The soul goes on, but they stay here.
Right.
Now, when we come back into the physical, we have to, we literally pick that up again.
Mm-hmm.
And we pick that up in a seed at birth that comes from the DNA and enters the bloodstream and it's back in the body, and we have to resolve that. Now, this has happened lifetime after lifetime, and we have built up some of this in the physical. And for some of us, there's a lot in the physical that has to be cleared. This is one of the objectives of this cruise. And it is the reason that Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene is coming with their angels to help open up the heart center and clear the physical body of all of these past life traumas.
Mm-hmm.
It's very necessary because the energy is changing and we are working towards something that is called ascension, and we will be held back unless the physical is cleared of this.
Right.
So, So this is one of the big reasons for this particular cruise.
Right.
It's open up the heart center to release all of the negativity that is in the body and to learn how to work with the electrons, because the electrons are moving at a faster charge.
Right.
Now, you might not realize this or feel this as we go through the meditations and work with the masters, but that basically is what is happening.
So
interesting, isn't it?
To interject here, you know, because, you know, I listen to you talk. I understand that I've done your numerology. We've discussed the channel that you have, the spiritual realm. I've had the opportunity to listen to the message and the messenger. I've heard the profound readings that you've done for people. I experienced my own. I have no doubt but of this wonderful spiritual connection that you have. Sometimes for the layperson, you know, or someone that's just on the spiritual journey that perhaps is not as able as you are to receive this information, and really I see it from those eyes, you know, not from yours so much, but from my eyes or from those eyes of those that don't have that ability. And I really see this as an opportunity for someone to actually raise their vibration, to go ahead and work in these meditations that you're offering, and these, you know, the purpose of this whole journey. And it would actually be a life-changing situation for them when it's done, that they would be different than when they first started the journey, that they would actually be in a better position spiritually, raising that vibration up. Would that be safe to say, Carolyn? Would that be a good assessment?
More than even safe to say, I would say that, number one, anytime you go on a spiritual journey like this to begin with, you never come back the same.
Mm.
You are, in my opinion, you are changed forever.
Right.
And in this particular one, I feel that what people are going to have the opportunity here is to, for those who want to advance, who those who come with an open mind will jump ahead very quickly.
Right. Right, that's how I see it, that it's, you're just gonna, you know, be clearing so much and working with so much and be enlightened so much that you will definitely be jumped ahead.
Another thing that Archangel Michael mentioned in this message that I was talking about, he also talks about a dispensation that has been given by the Karmic Board in this regard. And, in the past, we have had to personally resolve all of these issues of karma that we have had. And we've come back time and time again, and we've come with the idea, oh, I'm going to clear this, I'm going to resolve this, I'm going to overcome this. And then what happens is, for many of us, we've become immersed again in more karma that we've taken on. So we can go through a lifetime, and instead of releasing some of the karma, we have more that we've got to resolve. And so he is telling us that what the Karmic Board has done is they have given a dispensation to humanity. And what that dispensation is that all of this can be cleared and purged now. So that if we physically cannot purge it, we are going to be allowed to work with other individuals who can move this energy and work with it. And he says this is an energy that is stuck in an energy body, but it's so close to the physical that it affects the physical. So that is a reason why we have asked some of the other healers to come with us, who actually are energy healers, that you can be able to work with them if you're not able to clear this yourself. I mean, to me, this is an incredible gift.
Right. Which brings us to the fact that you yourself will be doing workshops. Can we jump to the workshops, or did you want to talk a little bit more on the purpose and
Well, I think perhaps we maybe should have discussed enough of the purpose that people get an idea of that.
Right.
Since our time is limited, perhaps we should go to that next question that you brought
up
about workshops.
Right, because you Well, first off, you know, there's going to be, and what you're offering or what you're talking about is meditation. And, you know, from the website, specifically meditations for clearing the bloodstream, meditations for connecting the DNA to the crystalline cells that have, as you put it, completed the transformation from the carbon base to the crystalline structure, connecting to the neural cells of the heart, mind, and human gut, and working to clear the emotional body from past life traumas, which you've somewhat covered those meditations. And you'll actually be working with the group doing these meditations on a daily basis while you're on the cruise?
Yes. Okay. What we're planning on doing is in the mornings doing the work with Archangel Michael, and then in the afternoons to have the other presenters being able to do the workshops and to give readings and to work with people individually.
Right. So you will be having workshops. You yourself mentioned that you'll be doing an Akashic Records workshop.
Well, it seems to me from the questions that I get and the information that I get on this is so beautiful. I think people would be interested in this because I work with the cherubim, and over the many readings that I have given to individuals, there has been a picture that has come forth of how God created the souls, how all of the individual souls had very specific tasks, and the color rays and the energies that they were created upon gave them abilities that they used to co-create with God all through their journey.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is this particular story is quite beautiful because, number one, we don't really, well, I haven't found it in any other kind of spiritual, religious information, how the dimensions were divided, how the different layers came about and what souls worked with the Creator in this. So, yes, I find that I'm enthralled by the story, and I think doing a workshop with this and explaining this to other people, I think they would be very fascinated by it also.
Right.
And after the workshop, we would be available to do Akashic readings for individuals if they so choose that, you know, they wanted to do this.
Right. And you have other presenters that will be doing workshops. You mentioned energy healers.
Well, Caroline Allen works with me every other Saturday.
Right.
For those people who maybe haven't heard her, we do have some of the archives on the website where they can hear the work that she does. And Caroline is, I have known Caroline for a long time, and she is just fascinating. You might say that I'm more clairaudient. I hear, and Caroline sees. She sees into the body. She sees the energy. She works with God in repairing different organs. And so, yes, her work is fascinating. She hasn't told me exactly yet what she's going to present in her workshop. She's working on a couple other things right now, but whatever she does, trust me, everybody would really gain for that.
Sure.
Hopefully, she might even, what I might ask her to do if she'd be willing to do this is to give some sort of idea as to how you go to the theta state and actually start working with seeing into the human body yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a good topic, and I'm sure she would be willing to,
right,
you know, to do this at a time.
Right. And you have another energy worker.
Veronica and Whistle.
Right.
She again is has her show, and for those people who might not be familiar with her, you know these archives on the station are marvelous because you can go in at your leisure and listen.
And it's also nice when you can listen because you really get to connect to that person energetically. You know how what I'm saying by that is you can really tell if this is the sort of person that can really teach you something, or if you could connect to that, what they have to teach. You can just tell from listening to them. So that's great with the archives.
Yes, it is. It's like you hear You hear your sweet, gentle voice, and you just know that that's Mom out there trying to give you a pat on the shoulder. Right?
Yeah, okay. I'll put that on my website. Thanks, Carolyn. It's Mom calling. Okay, but I read her bio, forgive me for not having read it before, but when I was looking over the different people that were coming, I just wanted to get it to know, where she came from, and she was just a fascinating, to use your words, bio. It was really wonderful.
Yes, I've known Caroline for some time, for quite a while, and when I came with BBS Radio, I just felt like Caroline had so much talent that she really needed to be on a show where her work could be brought out more into the world. She is a Reiki master. She's, I think her biggest gift, as I said, is to be able to see into the dimensions, to see into the body, and work with God and other spiritual forces to heal.
Right.
The great healer. Well, no, she would disagree with me. She's not the healer. She's the witness God heals. So I'm going to correct that.
But it's not only the workshops, but they will be available for energy healing,
yes,
as well, personal. And you'll, yes, be available for personalized Akashic Records readings,
yes,
as well. And that's always, a really wonderful thing. I mean, from the perspective of a spiritual person that's just kind of looking for enlightenment, and to be able to connect to people such as yourself and Carolyn, and to be able to not only listen and learn, but also to have access to book a reading or book a healing and have that personalized attention. You actually are intending that will we be eating together as a group?
What's beautiful about this ship is that we don't have signed seats.
Oh, so you can just meet in a...
And we can eat in any restaurant at any time with anyone that we wish.
And that would work out.
Oh, it's marvelous because... I know in past times we had nights where we had the whole group there. We reserved one of the restaurants at a certain time, and the whole group came. Or we had other times when we met with maybe small groups, maybe just a table or two, and so there's that flexibility that people can come and go, eat when they want to, with whom they want to, and that was great.
Right, that's, and it kind of you get to know your teachers on a much more personal basis, and I think on an individual sort of a basis as well, and I think that's one of the wonderful things about journeying with people and, spending that amount of time, 8 days, you get to know people pretty well. I think that's great.
Well, you do, and the last trip that I went on was, well, for me it was so much fun because things would happen and you knew from the words that somebody said that there was a connection between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you realized because a word that you said or a sentence that you said had such a dramatic effect on someone, you knew that there was something from the past. And I wore this ring and one of the ladies looked at the ring and he said some words that we just knew we were connected. There was something to do with a ring because what came out of her mouth was, "Your Majesty." And I looked at her and I laughed and I said, "Oh my golly, we got to get together and find out what this is about." And it was a whole story between France and England and intrigue, and it was so much fun.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So they're the sort of things that, that are spontaneous or not planned, but it's just a lot of fun.
Right. Well, I know when I was I taught a series of 5 numerology workshops, so there's a lot of work. But there was one student in particular. Actually, he was an older gentleman, older than myself, and the connection between him and myself was just, it was really unexplainable, and sometimes
you know you're doing something right when you see the light go off, you know?
Yes.
And he was so getting what it was I was teaching, because I teach with passion. I'm passionate about numerology, and I teach that way. And I have to say that to this day, you know, he called me, and he was ever so proud, because he actually not only took the information from the numerology, we continued to study, and he actually started doing numerology readings, and people were just amazed at his ability to be so good, you know. And he was couldn't thank me enough, because it had taught him so many things. You know, all spiritual truths, I think, are found in numerology, and I think it really is a wonderful way to enlighten yourself. But, and I was so proud of him. I was just so immensely proud. It was like my child or something, you know. And I kidded him. I said, I know that you're a lot older than me, but I just really feel like you were a child of mine or something.
Well, you know, let's just take a minute. I would really like to honor you, Allison. You're not able to come on this cruise at this moment because you're healing yourself. You've just had surgery. And number one, I appreciate very much the fact that you are even taking the time right now. I know it takes a lot from you to do this. And so, first of all, I would like to thank you. And secondly, anybody who could possibly work with Allison, one of her readings, I just have to say she is one of the most remarkable people I have ever heard or spoken to. To me, what she does is much more than a numerology reading. I mean, I've heard people who were involved with numerology, and they sure don't come up with anything that you come up with. I mean, you're spectacular. And so hopefully, you know, later on when you're feeling better, we can coax you to join us, because you would certainly be a wonderful mentor.
Well, that's just very humbling, very sweet of you to say.
But
I really
truthful.
Do appreciate it. I you know, I'm
truthful.
Blushing and embarrassed, and I'm, you know,
well,
I gotta go. Okay, bye.
Truthful.
I have to go. Thank you so much. I will say that, you know, everyone, you know, what you do, you know, being a channel, sensitive spiritual realm with your readings, you know, I believe that a really good numerologist is a medium,
yeah.
And the numbers is the method, and that's all there is. It's an open door to the spiritual realm. Using the numbers is a way to connect to that person's soul and give them information, and it's just, you know, something I love to do. And when you love to do something, you can't help but be good at it, you know? What are you going to do?
What you're really talking about is truth, and how truth is comes forth to human beings takes different forms.
Exactly.
And, you know, numerology is a form, it's a truth.
Right.
We have Liz Miller, who is on the network also with her show Otherware, and she teaches Hatha Yoga, and will be doing workshops either. So she's a crystal healer and esoteric counselor.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
So she will be there. And Marsha, I think she pronounces her name McMahon. She's Diana Speaks to the World. She's on Saturday morning. And she has been a history professor for 25 years, channels messengers from Princess Diana. And she's going to be giving a workshop on sacred sites, the historical aspect of it.
Wonderful.
With pictures. And so that should be very fascinating.
Right. It sounds really fascinating. And the more teachers, the more connections you have. So it really, the value of, you know, that's the one thing that really needs to be said is you look at the cruise and you look at the price and you're sitting there and you're thinking about it. But if you wanted to go to a spiritual conference anywhere in this country for a weekend, it's going to cost you at least $1,000. The kind of value that starts out at $1,200 to have 8 days on a magnificent boat with wonderful restaurants, beautiful ports of call, and then at the same time to be able to work with the energies that Archangel Michael and the meditations and the wonderful, wonderful spiritual teachers that are going to be on this cruise. There's no price, you know, for that. You know, it's so unbelievably reasonable, the cruise itself. It's a wonderful opportunity. I know from the ones that I've been on, I think we had I can't remember how many presenters, but, you know, everything from healers to mediums to channelers, the whole thing. And everyone just absolutely loved that forum to be able to connect to people and learn one class right after another.
Dr. Valerie Olmsted is going to be with us also, and she has the Enlightened Medicine Show on the network.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
She's a naturopathic physician.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. That'd be a wonderful person. Now, will she be doing a workshop as well?
Yeah, she's going to be doing
She does readings or she does evaluations, I think I read.
I'm not sure what she's going to be offering in that respect.
Okay. Well, that will be announced at a later date.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing that I'm not sure if the listeners are aware of, but the Sacred Journey Cruises now has its own website, right?
Yes, we're setting up. It's on the... It's on the
main page.
It's on BBS. On the left hand side, you can click into it. But we also have its own website, and I'm not sure that has been set up yet. I know it's in the process of being set up.
For the workshops and stuff, or just more information.
All the information will be on it.
Right.
Site. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm not sure exactly where that is. Right at the moment, but it should be up there very soon.
Right, and you have all your contact information on that link right off the main page of BBS.
Right.
If somebody was interested or had more questions, they could call you and...
They could call me. They could send it. My phone number is there on that page, 410-561-9380, or they can send me an email through the website, and the trip itself is leaving out of Los Angeles, and the ports of call are all down the Mexican Riviera. Cabo San Lucas is beautiful.
Puerto Vallarta?
Yes.
There you go.
Something there. Acapulco.
Don't ask me that. Where is that?
We're spending a night in Acapulco.
Right. Cabo San Lucas. I can't pronounce that one. I'm sorry. starts with a Z, and you got me hopping because I'm not even going to go there.
It got me hopping because I'm not too good with those Spanish words.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll pass over that one. But those are wonderful. And they have all kinds of excursions and different things that you can do in those ports.
They do. Now, when the last time that I took this trip, I actually saw the whales at Cabo San Lucas. Now, I'm not sure if the whales are still going to be there or if they're going to be in the process of leaving. It's kind of a close call there.
Mm-hmm.
But they have ships, little boats that you can go out on and watch the whales, which is quite exciting.
Wow.
I've seen them twice now. Saw them in Hawaii and saw them there in Mexico. And they're quite fascinating. They're beautiful creatures.
Right. Well, they have all kinds of things to do at each port.
Yeah.
And your workshops and your meditations will be scheduled all around the different ports of call, so you'll be doing those at other times. So basically, it's a vacation, and when you're out to sea and when you're not in port, there's just going to be meditations and workshops and things to do.
Exactly. And you can, take as many side trips that you want to, and if you choose not to and want to stay on board and socialize with the friends that you're meeting or maybe taking readings at that particular time, you're not compelled to.
Right. Norwegian Cruises is, what do they call it, free cruising? What do they call that?
What you're referring to is what I had mentioned earlier, that you're not assigned a seat on a ship.
There's no rules.
There's no rules, which I love because I don't want to be assigned a seat where I've got to stay there throughout the cruise. You might not want to eat at that time.
Right.
And so you can choose the time that you want to eat. You can choose the restaurant that you want to go to, and they have food that's served 24 hours a day.
Right.
And
room service as well.
They have room service.
Right.
Limited menu on room service, but you know, you can have people bring breakfast to your room if you want. And
oh, the coffee, absolutely.
Something that I don't want to forget, and I want to mention this. I periodically do conference calls with Archangel Michael, and if people want to be a part of that conference call to ask him questions, let me know. Send me an email, and I'll let you know when we have the next one, because I'm going to have one coming up soon, and there is no charge for this, except your telephone call to call into the number to speak with him. But I have found that people have found they've been very gratified by the fact that they can ask Archangel Michael a question. Also, when the website, my Archangel Michael's website that I have, if you go to carolynevers.com, you can get into the Archangel Michael website that way. His story in that book of how he came to Earth and brought the light workers with him is a fascinating story. And for those who might want a closer relationship with Archangel Michael, that's a wonderful way to start. He gave me that book. It was the first thing that I had done the second thing after I met him. And that story is an incredible story. Not only is it an incredible story, but before he gave me the book, I actually had the opportunity to meet him. This is how I first met him, at Mount St. Michael, which is in France. It is one of his homes where he lives when he is here. And for anybody who, and that story is on
carolynevers.com.
Well, it's on BBS radio on my messenger. If you go in and see information about that, and it's a story there, and it's a beautiful story, and all the words are there. The things that Archangel Michael said about humanity, when you read that story of how he talks about dancing in the light, how he loves us, how he looks at us as an older brother, to me, it was a remarkable story. And how I was able to document that, when I went to Mount St. Michael, I had my tape recorder with me, and whenever I travel, to spiritual places, I take my tape recorder, and I heard him speak from the moment I put my foot on his place there at Mount St. Michael, and I spoke it all into the tape, and what I wrote and put up on that site is exactly what he told me. And what he had me do there is to help clear that area. Not that I was doing anything. I wasn't doing anything. But the way he explains it is those in spirit can't make changes here on the earth. They need a human being. Because this is a planet of free will, they need a human being to be willing to just cooperate with them. Mm-hmm. And this is what this trip is like. We're human beings cooperating with archangels, with other masters. And all he wanted me to do was to go into the church and to imagine myself, and this was easy to visualize, up above the earth, looking down on the church, and just be willing to say, yes, I want you to clear this space. And I am willing to be the human being who is saying yes to you. And the reason that space needed to be cleared is because, number one, during the Second World War, this is in Brittany. It is where, not too far, where the Americans landed, where there was a great deal of fighting. That was the recent one. But all through history, there was the English and it was the French fighting.
Right.
And there were a lot of people who died there who were on the inner planes that needed to be released. You know, we talked about this earlier.
Right.
Allison, how souls are caught in between these two spaces. And
He had come to clear the space, and all he needed was a human being to say, yes, I'm willing to stand here. I'm willing to cooperate. And that's what he's asking people to do on this trip. I'm here. I'm willing. And that's all he wants. He's our older brother. And as I have worked with him, and as I have heard him talk to other people through me, they've asked their questions and he's answered them, the concern and the beauty that he is. And for those of you who are not familiar with Archangel Michael, take this time to get to know him. And if you do know Archangel Michael, come on the cruise and have a closer connection to him.
Beautifully put, Carolyn.
Huh?
That's beautifully put.
Yes. And well, it's from the heart.
I know, dear. I know. But I'm keeper of the time. And I would love to just go on for another hour, but I'm keeper of the time.
Yeah.
And my understanding is that you have a pre-recorded message.
Yes.
That will be played for the last 8 minutes of the show.
That's
that helps
correct.
Explain.
Yes.
Archangel why.
Michael had given us a message that had to do with the cruise, and I've given my words, my friends. Allison has given her words. And now we turn over to the powers that be that might turn on Archangel Michael's words.
So it's time for the tape, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I will close the show, and I will turn it over to Doug and Don to put the tape on. And you'll be back next week with this program, Cosmic
Connections.
Connections, yes?
Yes, and... Now, do the powers that be hear us? Does the tape need to go on?
Do you think they hear us?
I'm not here. I'm not sensing this.
You're not sensing that they're paying attention. There you go.
All right.
Okay, so the tape's going to go on, and it's been wonderful talking to you. Okay?
Thank you so much, Allison.
You are welcome. You are welcome.
Here.
I hope that really fills in with all the listeners any questions that they might have. So, as far as I'm concerned, good night, Carolyn.
Because we have so much to bring forth to you, but before we do, there is someone who approaches who wants to speak to you. And I tremble on the inside as he comes because there is so much love pouring forth. And this love is just overtaking me. And I hope that as you hear my voice, that you can feel some of this energy. And that's what I am asking you to do. To open your heart and tune into this energy. And what he is doing is he is showing me his sword. This is a silver sword. It has a hilt that is quite fancy, as there are some stones in it. There is a round circle, and in the middle of that is a blue stone, and underneath of that is a diamond. And he is saying, my beloved, I am here to speak to you because I love you. Many of you who hear my voice came with me when we started. This was a glorious plan for this planet. We had so much to offer. We were in such joy that this new experiment would go forth. But in that joy, there were problems that occurred that we didn't expect. And so you have all gone to sleep, in a sense, and it is time to wake up. And I am here because I promised each and every one of you I would be here to wake you up. And that's what I am about now, and I extend my hand to you. You have been faithful to me, and I have been faithful to you. And so I extend to you an invitation that if you are able to join the cruise that we are setting up for next March, we are taking the time to come and personally invite each and every one of you. I don't have to go over that itinerary. It's there on the website for all of you to see. But I come today, and behind me is your mother. You know her by many names. She has been known as Isis. She has been known as Sophia. The list is long. There is Kuan Yin. Oh, she has come under so many guises. But she will be with me. She is an energy person. She's going to be working with your souls. And also, as her companion, our lovely lady, Mary Magdalene, has agreed to come with her also, along with her angels. And as we go through our meetings, they will be working on the physical. They are going to be clearing the physical of past life traumas if you will just come with an open heart. I can say no more than that. I can only invite you. I will come back at other times and give you more information. This is the first thing I wanted to tell you, that my heart is open to you and there is an invitation. And so for now, I say peace and blessings. Tomorrow will be such a glorious day. Tomorrow is your day. Tomorrow is our day. And I say to you, no matter that there are dark clouds gathering on the horizon, tomorrow will be the day of the light. It will glow. Oh, I can't tell you what is on the other side of that doorway. It is so beautiful. And so I say, if you can, just open your hearts. We have so much to offer. Peace until we come again tomorrow to talk to you. And so, with that, my friends, I hope you were able to feel his energies, to understand somewhat his love. And I'll say no more about that. He can speak for himself. We are just here as the tool, so to speak, the empty page. We're the empty page that our dear beloved archangel will write upon, and we can bring it forth for you to read. And so that we're kind of in a melancholy mood right now. And instead of going right into the records, I want to read something that was given to me when I was awakened one morning. And I'm going to let you decide who this is from. There is a part of me that is in you, and that is why I love you so. That is all you need to know, unless, as my progeny, you will inherit all that I am. I will lead you through all the illusions and trials. You are mine and I am yours. I am like an ocean and you the drops, even though the drops are but a small part. Are they not part of the ocean? The time is coming when you will understand the hologram that you are. It is but a reflection of me. Each particle of you struggles to understand me, but understand that it is I speaking to you. It is really a paradox. You are encased in that small drop, and the picture you see is small indeed, but I am in you, and you are in me. Trying to understand that paradox is the journey of all my beloveds. I am with you always. The journey never stops. Someday you will understand. That is self-realization. I long when all my droplets understand the ocean. It is when you finally come home. Home is in the heart. Home is when you finally understand, yet you came from me and just journey in a very large circle. Yes, There will be plates that will break up and fall into the sea. You have come to an age, though, when you can go within and understand and change your future path. You have grown that much and you have come that far. And whether the leader, whether it is my son, the one you understand as Pope Paul, or my son, Archangel Michael, leads, whether it is any of my sons that leads, I lead also through them. You can join others who will mirror the thoughts of healing and peace, and all together you can change what is a possibility. It is for this very reason that we give this information. Your future can be changed, just as your past can be changed. You never left me.